What's up, guys?
So, before we get into our episode, we want to show you the CollierCast website here, and then our one of our recent posts from November 9th after the presidential election.
And for you guys who are not watching us, and who are listening to us right now, we're going to play an audio clip from our website, CollierCast.com.
This is going to be what happened. This happened on November the 8th at night. And it's pretty much a local subscriber asking Siri how old the president is. Listen up.
Hey Siri, how old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday, October 20th, 1964.
All right, so there you go.
So, who knows what that means, you know? You can find that on our website, CollierCast.com. Today, we're going to get into pretty much the origins of Christmas. Ties into Saturnalia, Saturn, and we kind of just... This took us down a pretty deep rabbit hole that's still... going, basically.
It also ties it to a lot of other things, like all the religions, and ties it to the Rockefellers, ties it to the reason why it's the cube of Saturn. Okay.
So, screen recorder shut off.
Oh, really? Well, we're still... We got audio.
All right. You want me to just delete this video?
Yeah.
All right. So, once I get money, I can buy the VIP version. Because I think this is going to work really well.
Yeah. Definitely. I think so, too. But, yeah, let's dive into...
Sorry about that, guys. Tried to do something different, but it cost money.
We'll get there. Maybe the support of our fans. If there's any out there.
Well, if you look at the ratings, the statistics, it says we're growing, you know?
Yeah. Let me see. Definitely.
Like, our last episode has 40 plays, 539 total plays.
So,
wow.
It's a start.
I mean, Thursday... and Saturday, it went up 14 plays. So, people are listening.
Where did you want to start with the Saturnalia?
Well, I was going to say, do you want to start with what you posted on our website?
Yeah.
I know you put a very good detailed article, kind of breaking it down. I mean, you don't have to go word for word, but, you know, hit the key points if you... Basically, just,
Yeah, you know, I definitely...
Saturnalia and all that. And then I'll jump in with some stuff that I have on my end.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, so, yeah. All right. So this is what I dug up pretty much in the Wikipedia file. Oh, I slaughtered the name of that.
What?
Anyways... I dug it up in the Wikipedia files, and I have it all sourced out under the article that I posted on CollierCast.com. So, I was curious to the reason why that sparked my interest was how, Brian, you mentioned that it ties in with, like, what was that scary movie with that evil Santa Claus?
Krampus.
And basically that sparked my interest in, like, you see what's depicted as a bearded man, and for Christmas time he's, like, big and jolly, and he's just, like, wants all the kids and all that stuff. And I was just tying it with that movie where it's... Well, anyways, basically it sparked my interest in, like, why... was that like created, why that imagery was created, like how that all came about. So what I found was Saturn was a god of ancient Rome. He was a character through Roman mythology. So they described him as a god of generation, dissolution, plenty, wealth, agriculture, and what's the last one? I'm sorry. Renewal and liberation. Alright, so they described this period of time as a time of what was called, I guess most Roman people, if they're familiar with it, the time of the Golden Age. You switched up on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was reading it off of your screen. So it's described as the Golden Age. And during that time, however, well, later on, the Roman conquest of Greece basically. You're going a little faster than me? Okay, so I'll speed on, definitely, because it's posted on KarmaCast. So, yeah, planet Saturn is actually named after, Saturday is named after Saturn, and that's how they get Saturday, are both named after him. Before I start diving into any more of the article, I thought it was interesting to note that I found out that it's the sixth planet in the solar system, and it's the sixth day of the week, and it has a six-sided polygon on its north pole. So 666.
That polygon on the north pole is actually like a storm, they say. And then we can get into this a little later, but it sends out radio frequencies, apparently.
Which is captured by one of our lunar space missions that was passing by Saturn picked up audio, and they found out the audio is actually making those ring bands somehow. All right, before we get into that, I'm going to continue from what we have on KarmaCast. So Cronus came about, I'm going to just skip along. Okay, so the main difficulty for Saturn is they don't know if it's two different people, if it's merged with an ideology of somebody else, but Cronus, somehow between 217 BCE, came like Father of Time. And Cronus can be, as a symbol, depicted in with having a scythe, a sickle. It's also depicted with the grain, or as we know it in religion, as a snake with Adam and Eve. It is said that, I want to mention it's in the article, where one of the gods may have been turned into a linden bush that was actually the fruit-bearing bush that Eve ate. So I don't know if it was actually the bush itself that was talking to Eve, or was it the snake that convinced her to eat the fruit of good or evil? In. What was that?
To jump in, so I've done some reading and listened to some other researchers, and they say that, you know, there's two kinds of knowledge out there, the eagle knowledge and the serpent or snake knowledge. And so the eagle kind of represents like an authority, like a power, because an eagle can fly really high and see everything, you know, so it's kind of like that authoritarian. And the snake is more attributed to like wisdom, like if you look at like the ambulance logo, I know our viewers can't see this, but I know you can, so I'll look it up real quick. It's like I don't know what exactly it is, medicine logo or the hospital logo.
Yeah, when it's on that's planted on the hospital or the emergency EMS vehicle.
Yeah, you'll see, look, it's two snakes, two serpents.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean.
So that's the medicine logo?
Yeah, so apparently the serpent represents wisdom. So in the Adam and Eve story,
yeah,
maybe they make the serpent out to be the bad guy, but maybe the serpent was the good guy, you know?
It's yeah, like, definitely.
Basically telling Eve, you know, why wouldn't you want the power, you know, the wisdom and the knowledge that the gods have?
But on another note, they also describe a period where Saturn was the golden era time, and then the period where, like, things started happening, like, before we dive into that, I wanted to mention that along my notes that I took on that video we watched on David Icke, he mentioned throughout religion, it's throughout Heliopolis, it was called the Bennu bird, and then it became the phoenix, which became the bald eagle.
Yep, there's that eagle and serpent right there, you know?
Yeah, I thought that was a...
Even in a... If you look at the Mexican flag, it's an eagle fighting a snake.
In their flag. Yeah, that's right. And along my notes, I also found out that the owl equals Saturn. And like you mentioned, Brian, OVO with Drake.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of... It's crazy, because if you really look... Do you remember the movie The Incredibles, the kids' movie?
Yeah.
So... I don't know if you remember this. Let's see if I can find a picture, but... So the password for the guy's computer was Kronos, you know?
Oh, really?
Look at that. And basically, this is, you know, that movie, he logged into the guy's computer, and it was and the password was Kronos. Right here. Here we go. Here's a good picture of it. I know our listeners can't see it, but...
And that was a kid's movie, and Disney made that movie, yep. Right?
Yep.
And that ties in with like Disney and how our past episodes just with Walt Disney and the CIA or the FBI with
yeah. So basically there's a knowledge out there that they don't teach in schools. They don't teach any of this in schools because, I mean, we'll get into the whole Saturnalia festival and when we get there because I have, you know, some notes for that also. But, because basically there's a knowledge that they're not going to teach you in school. And it's very hard to come by on your own, you know? Like, you can do all the research you can, but, you know, I feel like the best way to learn is somebody who actually has this knowledge, you know? And it's leaked in every now and then, you know? You're able to find some stuff with good research, but the people who really know are, like, the elites, the higher-ups, the level. There's levels to it, you know?
Brian, do you want to start off on the next part of the article and start reading, and then I'll maybe like take off from the next part?
Are you on Kronos still, or are you want to do Saturnalia?
We can do Saturnalia because
Saturnalia was a holiday, and celebrated in the Roman times. It was around Christmas time, like it says December 17th through the 23rd, and then. So early on, it was celebrated as a sacrifice at the Temple of Saturn. And then, you know, followed by the public banquet. And then there's gift givings and partying and all that. And then later on, I know I don't think they did sacrifices like that anymore. And instead, they started giving people a little figurine to represent it. Sacrifice, you know.
Gotcha. What was the whole part where they, like, had a, like, picture of them? Was that what the figurine meant? When they killed them?
I don't think this is on the Collier cast, but like you said, during the Golden Age, you know, Italy was ruled by the god Saturn, and he apparently taught the people of Italy, you know, agriculture, giving them laws. And then I don't know exactly what happens, but according to the article I read, he just apparently vanished. The god vanished, which goes into stuff we talked about earlier, how the gods probably walked among us, you know, back then. The creators of our realm or world, whatever you want to call it.
They say...
They walked among us, so...
The moment he vanished, like, it started getting chaotic, right? Like, because yeah, from my understanding...
Not right away, because Saturnalia was started... to kind of keep his memory alive, the King Saturn. And then, sorry, I'm just reading through the notes here.
Yeah, no. I also accounted for that later. It was later on, like, one of the popes decided on December 25th would be the official day where Saturnalia would be just celebrated.
Which pope do you know?
It's later posted there.
Alright, we'll find it. But anyways, back to Saturnalia. So during the whole feast, after the whole sacrifices, and they would have a big feast, and during the feast they would create like an effigy, which is like either a statue or like a dummy of Saturn as if he was in attendance, you know?
Would they do it with Saturn as in attendance? Because I was confused on that. Was it for Saturn, or was it of some of the sacrifice as if they were still attending the party?
It was, the effigy was of Saturn. So it's like, oh, we made the statue of the god Saturn. It's almost like he's here. We're eating with him. This wasn't introduced until 217 BC, apparently.
Okay.
And then another pretty interesting aspect of the festival was some sources claim that they reversed roles, but I think maybe it's more right to say that people were just equal. There's no slaves, no masters.
Well, they also go on to mention that it was like this one day that they could also just be free men with them. So that also confused me.
Yeah, because they say during the time that Saturn ruled, there were no slaves. Everything was basically peaceful. But they also did this thing called the King of Misrule. So every household, they would select somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be like the man of the house. It could be a slave, it could be the wife, it could be a kid. But basically they would just be the King of Misrule, so everybody just did whatever they said for that day.
But there was a cost to it though, right?
Because
my understanding,
I don't have the cost.
Because my understanding, after 30 days of being the fake king, you were sacrificed.
Oh, really? Nice. That's a good point to make.
It's later on posted in the article. We'll get to it, though.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Basically, look at that right here. Small figurines made of wax or pottery. They started doing that instead of sacrifices, I believe.
Okay.
As time went on. But the original, like...
still goes on.
Festival,
you know.
The real sacrifices. And then I know you got into how Kronos was Father Time, represented by a man with a beard, just like Santa Claus. You know, and then if you rearrange the word Santa, it means Satan. Which you go into Satan, it can go back to Saturn. It really is such a deep connection.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because, like, I know,
What were we going to mention? Sorry.
I just know we're talking about Saturn now, but, I mean, eventually, I don't know if we'll get into this episode or maybe another episode, but Mercury, sorry for the disruption there. But apparently Mercury is associated with memory, and, that's how the confusion of languages, apparently, you know, back then there was a universal language that everybody spoke.
And it's also described...
I know we're...
What was that?
Described what?
I was going to mention it's also described in the Bible where there was a universal language and there was a time where split up between the language, like something happened, you know?
Yeah. We're talking about these, like, planets, you know? And I don't know, it's just weird because, you know, it's like they're just balls, right? They're just, like... giant balls in space, apparently. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, there is a time where maybe, you know, they can manifest themselves into our realm, you know, in the third dimension.
Well, that's interesting to go into, because I also want to mention how that one David Icke video goes into saying there's these, I guess, obelisks, and that they would use these forms of transportation devices to teleport to and from where they are. So it goes to mention that the moon is basically just a beaconing device to, like, hone in on Earth to actually, like, transport to these obelisks that are located throughout
Earth. And I know we didn't really talk about this at all, but this is pretty important. But the reason they're celebrating Saturn is because there was a time where they say Saturn was the original sun. and the Romans talk about it, the Greeks talk about it, other ancient cultures talk about
it. All ties into when they say when it was the golden era of time, but before, like, our sun today used to be Saturn. So what happened? Like, what happened?
I mean, I don't know whether it's Great Reset, cataclysms, you know. I know the flood, you know, like the Bible talks about and other religions talk about a great flood, you know. But that's probably just one step of it, you know. There's probably just earthquakes and volcanoes. There's probably all kinds of cataclysms that happen. But it is interesting that you said how the moon is a beacon. So basically the theory is that the planet Saturn is what kind of creates our reality, you know? Like, back when the Romans and the Greeks all worshipped Saturn as the sun, there were no rings on it. The rings are recent, you know, like, within the last couple million years, of course. Not recent for us, but, you know, recent.
So what does that mean? Like, they also go to mention it could be, like, made... Man-made? Not man-made, but, like, it's being made?
Not made, not man-made, but artificial, you know? What was the book called? The Ring of Saturn talks about it, how there's electromagnetic... He says vehicles, but electromagnetic entities that are creating the rings, and the rings give off sound waves or radio waves that are actually being picked up by us here on Earth. And, yeah, they claim the moon is also recent. There was a time before the moon, you know, if you look into the ancient cultures.
And yeah, then they describe it being a time where there was no chaos, no waves, no hurricanes, no, it was just peace.
Yep. This is the golden era, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so basically, Saturn is, on the top of Saturn, we talk about that hexagon storm. On the bottom, there's what looks like an eye. And that's where you get that all-seeing eye, you know, pretty much on the back of the dollar bill.
How come it's reported that Jupiter has a constant storm, but Saturn doesn't? You know what I'm saying? It's reported that Jupiter has a constant storm.
And that's pretty interesting, too, because if you read more into, like, the Roman mythology, Saturn, which is Kronos, eventually gets overthrown by Jupiter, Zeus.
So you think there's a constant battle?
Not necessarily a constant battle, but basically the story is that Saturn, or Kronos, would eat his children, and one of his children, Zeus, decided not to get eaten. Like, he fought back and, you know, eventually either slayed Saturn or had him run off or whatever, and now that's how Zeus became, you know, in charge. And that's why they say, you know, Jupiter is where it's at and how it's the biggest planet right now.
Because it's in charge.
Yeah.
That's funny. Because it has more mass, right? So it's just, like, more dominance. I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, really, because it's pretty... Once you, like, start researching all this stuff, you'll realize maybe the solar system, how we're told in school, isn't how it really is, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really, you really have to go in with an open mind. But back to the moon, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but if you look it up, NASA claims anytime a meteor or anything hits the moon, it rings like a bell, like it's hollow.
I remember that. I remember when they reported that.
So, you know, maybe it's a base of some kind. They equate it to the Death Star. And if you look at some of the moons on Saturn, they actually look exactly like the Death Star from Star Wars. I'll pull up some pictures for you right now. I know our audience can't really see them, but we're working on that.
Definitely. In the next podcast, we're going to have video as well.
So you see, like, this moon here kind of looks like the Death Star from Star Wars.
And this is one of Saturn moons?
Yeah, Saturn moons. And then look at Titan. I think they say Titan's like an Earth kind of planet, and we can, like, live there if possible. But I'm sure the beings that do live there, if there's anything there, don't look like us. I mean,
yeah, I wonder what they look like, bro.
who knows? I mean, it's pretty crazy because, you know, like, basically, you know, if you listen to some of David Icke's stuff and other research, they'll tell you that the Matrix starts at Saturn, and then it transmits it to the moon, which is like a beacon, which transmits it to Earth.
They describe themselves as architects, though.
What?
Don't they describe themselves as architects? Like the guy in the Matrix, he was an architect?
Well, the architects are like the god, yeah, the creators, I guess, you know? So, like, if you go down the Anunnaki path, the leader of the Anunnaki, or like the main one, is named Anu. And we talked about this before the episode. His sons, Ea and Enlil, they're kind of running Earth, you know?
At least, like, when you say running Earth, you're, like, walking among us? Or, like, controlling
Earth? Maybe walking among us, you never know. But they definitely have influences, you know? Because back then, like, in Roman times, the politicians didn't have the information, you know? It was, like, the churches, the shamans, the priests, you know, the people who would somehow get messages from... They say heaven, they'll say angels, you know? But what if those are the beings, like the Anunnaki, Enlil, Ea, and they say... Oh, what's going on?
So, what's the Eye of Sauron?
The Eye of what?
The Eye of Sauron. Am I pronouncing that correct? Yeah, so it's just... Yeah, Eye of S... O-U-R-I-N. I might have spelled it wrong.
I can't. S-A-U-R-O-N?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Eye of Sauron is actually... it's a Lord of the Rings thing. But if you look at the pictures of it, I don't know if you're looking at my screen.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Like that reptilian eye, which is similar to what's on the south pole of Saturn.
Interesting.
So it's just basically more... of Hollywood kind of like putting in your face that like, hey, this, we know something you don't, and we're just gonna rub it in, you know? Even the movie named Lord of the Rings, that's what they call Saturn, Lord of the Rings.
Holy crap.
Oh yeah, it's pretty deep. Because even how we were talking about the Matrix, how the Matrix has its own kind of knowledge going in there, you know, the people who make these movies, I mean, some of them are probably, like, super well-versed in this knowledge.
So, if we were going to continue with the article on CarCast, it goes and ties in with Jupiter being, you know, Zeus, like you said, Gaia being actually Earth, the Mother Nature, the Creator, Geb being the Egyptian god, also being depicted as a snake, and also bringing great agricultural to Egypt by making earthquakes. And then we have a map listed, as well as the breakdown of Zeus's and Kronos's kind of birth and like their childs.
Yeah, I see this map again. This is all on colliercast.com. You guys can find that, but you can see the descendants of Kronos and Rhea.
If you read the article, it goes to mention that Rhea was actually wife to Uranus, and then basically Rhea conspired with her son Cronus to kill her husband, and then that's how it sparked his testicle. In the article, his testicles sparked, I guess, the Kraken or some sort of, like, all these beings were spawned after on Earth. So it's just another interesting note of Clash of the Titans, where it was just another rub in our face.
Yeah, even that movie, Clash of the Titans, probably has a ton of, like, truth
bombs in itself. It. Yep, mm-hmm, yeah.
And then people are just going to see, like, oh, it's just a movie. Yep. It's just fake.
And then I list different accounts. There's different Libyan accounts, I don't know how to say that, Oracle's accounts, and basically just how... they say how other people might have came about, like...
Are you talking about the Sibylline
Oracle? Yeah.
Cronus is mentioned in the Sibylline Oracles, particularly in the book 3. which makes Cronos Titan and Iapetus, three sons of Uranus and Gaia, each to receive a third division of the earth. And Cronos is made king overall. After the death of Uranus, Titan's son, I think Titan is Cronos, like they said, attempted to destroy Cronos's. Oh, maybe not. Who is Titan? Is that Jupiter?
I think it's another god. It's another, like you said, the Earth. The one of the Earths they found. Remember how they found a new Earth-like?
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, Dodona, Rhea secretly bears her son Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, and sends them to Phrygia. Sorry, butchered that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all ancient. It's all very so ancient, so we're going to slaughter it.
So, upon learning of the 60 of Titan's men, then imprison Cronos and Rhea, causing those sons, Cronos, to declare and fight the first of all wars against them. His account mentions nothing about Cronos either killing his father or attempting to
kill him. See, like I said in that account, it didn't mention how, like, Cronos being pretty much evil. But, like, in other accounts, it mentions, like, he is evil. So, it's, I don't know what the change of story. Maybe they're trying to, like...
See, this is what happens, is that eventually, like, what is up is really down, you know? They try to make you think the opposite. Just like the eagle and the serpent, how we talked about. They try to, like, make you really fear snakes, you know? Like, Adam and Eve, the snake is a bad guy. Just off the top of my head, Harry Potter, the second Harry Potter movie, the main bad guy was a snake. Even Voldemort himself looks like a snake, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, it's like the eagle versus the serpent knowledge, you know? And that's why America is represented by the eagle. I think Mexico represented by the eagle also.
And then if you notice, like, there's a lot of...
And then if you notice this real quick, the "Don't Tread on Me" flag, guess what's on there? Snake. So yeah, basically, whoever, you know, is like the elites, they want you to, like, believe the opposite, you know, as above, so below.
Oh, can I also mention, I found out, so later on in my notes, I think it was in that David Icke video. We'll list our sources for sure. We always do. We're legit on that. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to mention that basically he goes to say that the Rothschild basically jacked this Jewish symbol and made it very evil into the black cube we know today.
Yeah. Well, they do that with all the symbols too. Because even the
swastika. You said that at the same time.
In the Buddhist times, as a sign for peace. It's a peace sign. And they perverted it, you know. The Nazis perverted it, made it something bad. Even same with those pedophile symbols, like the spiral.
Yeah.
I think if you look that up in the alchemy, the spiral represents universe.
Oh.
The pedophiles, you know, pervert the symbols, so... to make you think it's something bad, you know?
Yeah, got you. They're so deceiving.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like, oh, you sure you want to go down this hole? You know? You sure you want to learn?
They're like the guys in The Matrix.
Exactly. So the movie The Matrix, I don't know if you've ever seen it or if you've seen it recently, but his whole reality is fake, you know?
I remember it. I haven't seen it recently, but it's stuck in here, man. I remember it.
I remember that everything, you know, like there's a good scene where he goes to see, I think, like the Oracle in the movie, and he's watching this little girl bending spoons with her mind.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "How are you doing that?" And she's like, the little girl goes, "First you have to realize that there is no spoon." Real. You know? It's like all a big, giant computer program, you know?
Holy crap. Yeah. And they also go to mention that we're just 2D living on a, like, basically 3D plane, like
Yeah,
a
hologram
holograph.
theory.
Yeah.
That also comes from Saturn. Like Saturn is the waves that Saturn sends to the moon, which is bouncing to us, is basically what create our matrix, you know, our reality. And yeah, we're on a 2D surface, which gets into flat Earth and all that. But because of Saturn and the moon, we see all these, you know, all the physical 3D stuff. I've even heard, if you look up into Robert Monroe, he does a lot of out of body research. Apparently he has the ability, he had the, I think he passed on, but I think he claims he had the ability to have an out of body experience and literally go anywhere, any dimension. And he says in fifth dimensional Earth, there's no buildings, there's no nothing, and the people there, if they want like corn or like strawberries, they'll just pick up dirt from the ground, hold it in their hand, and they just manifest the corn right there in fifth dimensional Earth, apparently.
So there's different layers of Earth.
Yeah. Of Earth, yeah, of basically everything, you know, it's like right now we're on the third dimension, you know, but there's fourth dimension, fifth dimension, all the way up, I think, until like 12th dimension. But just like you can go up in dimension, you can go down, you know. And that's where stuff like the blood sacrifices, crimes against children, that stuff that lowers your vibration to take you down into those lower dimensions. When stuff like healthy eating, you know, proper workouts, and I mean, not necessarily like you have to get swole, but you know, just basically taking care of your body, your mind, and that's how you kind of ascend into the higher consciousness state. And also, of course, like what you put into your brain, like what you're learning. That's why, you know, like they blast us with TV and Facebook and Instagram and all the social media. You know, they keep us distracted. They
All
keep
this
us asleep.
stupid music, pornographic music, it's just
All
epic.
the newest iPhone is coming out. They want everybody to, you know, it's all
Buy,
materialistic. A
consume.
materialistic world where, you know, we're fighting on our basic urges, you know, and that's how they kind of control us, you know. They kind of make sure we stay asleep in a sense, you know. Even
So.
to talk about the eye of Saturn again on the South Pole, if you look into the pineal gland, they say there's a lens on there which is almost like an eye. So it's like we already have that, you know. We're programmed to receive. But most people, their antennas are messed up, you know, because of all the crap that they put in, like McDonald's and iPhones and all that crap. It messes up your pineal gland.
So, I would say, so to take away from this is just to take care of your body, stay healthy,
Yeah, like if
don't.
you look at a monk in like Asia, you know, they don't have phones. They just, you know, wake up, drink water. I don't know what they do, you know. I don't know, but you know, it's like a very simple life, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about, oh, when's my car payment due, when's the taxes due, when is this due, you know. It's all that stuff that keeps us asleep, keeps us you know, a lot of it is just has to do with like energy, you know. Where your attention goes is where the energy flows, you know. So most people's attention is on work or school, you know, and paying bills and getting this and that, you know, so their attention, their energy just isn't that great, you know, it doesn't flow anywhere. But a good example I can use is like for me and my brother, like we do jujitsu, we put my brother especially, he puts a lot of energy and attention towards jujitsu, which is why his jujitsu is getting really good, you know. It's just wherever you put your mind to. It's like that saying, you know, just like skateboarding, you know, you just gotta put your mind to it and keep doing it over and over and over and over again, you know. And wherever your attention goes is where the energy will flow.
That's really interesting, man. I'm glad you spoke some of those wisdom. That's some education drop bomb right there.
I mean, yeah, it's just like the Saturn stuff, they don't tell you this in school, you know. Even like the research we've done talking about like ancient Rome and stuff, I feel like, I don't know. It could be, I just feel like, you know, what they teach you in school is like, I don't know, the timeline is weird. What they teach you in school, like, because the Golden Age, if they're talking about that, that's got to be predate anything that we learn in school, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, school just kind of
Oh, that
teaches,
goes to
oh.
mention that In my notes, I thought it was interesting that the Romans burned the Great Library of Alexandria. And it's like,
now, what? So they say the Romans, but don't blame the Romans. It's a certain group within the Romans, you know?
Yeah. Fractions.
Just like, and in the conspiracy world, a lot of people like claim, oh, the Jews run everything, the Jewish people. I mean, they claim they're Jewish, you know, but they probably really are Saturn worshippers, you know? So it's not like all Jewish people are doing this. It's like, it's a group within a group.
Just like so the Freemasonry group. It's a, like, there's multiple groups.
Yeah, Freemasonry, there's secret societies, you know, because you and me, we can just be Freemasons, you know? I think they're saying is if you want to be one, ask one or something. But to get to that highest level, the 33rd degree of Freemasonry, allegedly they send you to Washington, D.C., to their temple there, because we're in America. You know, you'll see all the real 33rd degree Masons, you know, from politicians to bankers and businessmen and all kinds of different ruling people, you know. So it's all kind of like, I don't know, it's crazy, because even the Freemasons have, like, certain knowledge and some knowledge that's, like, publicly known. You know, they have their own library where you can't, not just anybody can go in there.
Like the, they said,
you brought up a, what?
I was going to mention that the Vatican, I guess there's, like, a vault there, the vault of the Vatican, where it's, like.
The Vatican Archives, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's, you know, thousands of documents. I think even they say, like, Jesus's clothes that he wore when he was executed is there, and then who knows what else is there, you know. Even like the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., you have to be like a certain level of archaeology, like a government approved archaeologist, to go in to see stuff, you know, like dinosaur bones. The bones you see aren't like the real bones, those are just displays. Because the real bones are, like, so brittle.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've definitely, that's what discouraged me from, like, seeing that stuff. Because I was like, that's all, like, polished. That's not, like, the actual bone.
Yeah, and, like, you brought up the burning of Alexandria. But that, we're doing that today, you know, with ISIS. And they're destroying, I don't know, ISIS is not, at least they claim it's not around anymore. But who knows, we're not there, you know.
Yeah, they were destroying monuments, churches.
Monuments and all this religious stuff, because...
Funded by...
Turkey, we talked about this on previous episodes, but you go to Turkey and you'll have buildings there that are, you know, well over 20,000 years old, you know, and...
It just makes sense if you're going to go follow with a timeline like they would that they did with the Alexandria Library. They just, like, destruct it. So they're just trying to, like...
Just repeating itself over and over.
So you don't know the history.
And it's just, like, remember in one of our previous episodes, we talked about the cuneiform tablets and how the gods reigned supreme for, like, you know, one god will rule for, like, 5,000 years or something like that.
Yeah.
So those tablets were apparently found in, like, a cave, you know, like a hidden cave, so that they wouldn't be burned and destroyed like a lot of the other writings in Egypt. And then even in Egypt itself, you know, they teach you in school, like, oh, the pharaohs were buried in the pyramids, you know, that's where the pharaohs were buried. But the pharaohs has ever been found in the pyramid.
Yeah, the pharaohs were never found in the pyramid. I was gonna say the pharaohs were never found in the pyramids. They were found always away in the pyramids. There was either found like in secret places, because the pyramids were, I don't think, supposed to be housed as a tombing site.
Yeah, well, most kings in Egypt were found in the Valley of the Kings, which is, like, I think by the Nile River. But the pyramids are really interesting, because there's water that runs underneath it. Underneath the pyramids, and you can go really deep underground. And back in like the 1920s or maybe 1940s, I don't remember how recent, but Aleister Crowley, who is an occultist, you know, basically a magician, a black magic magician, he pretty much lied his way into Egypt, said he was like a king. And they allowed him to stay inside the pyramids, the Great Pyramid. And he stayed in there and performed magic rituals on his wife, where he was able to apparently through his wife contact gods of Egypt, you know, or ancient gods or beings.
What? That's a crazy story. Yeah,
this was back in like 1910, 1920s. So it was a little more, pyramids weren't really as protected because, you know, people didn't really know. And then, because there was even a time, I think even like the 80s and 90s, where you can actually climb the pyramids.
Wow.
But now it's like super restricted and off limits.
Times have changed.
But I mean, I don't know how long we've been going, but...
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely end it on that note. We can end it on, like, I think we covered a lot. I think
we're almost Well, I just want to bring it back that basically, you know, Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus, you know?
That's what got me, like, it's basically sparked on this interest, because I was like, when you really dive into it, it, like, Saturnalia ties in with so much in religion that it's just covered up from what Christmas is, what we are taught it is.
Yeah. And then even like how you said the Pope, the fourth century AD Pope Julius I formalized that it should be, that Saturnalia should be celebrated on the 25th of December. Or I think this is Christmas should be on the 25th of December. And that some have speculated that it was part of the reason why he chose this date, because it was trying to, you know, create that alternative to Saturnalia. And then, I mean, even if you think about it, you know, the Roman Empire pretty much is behind the Roman Catholic Church, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason there's Roman in there.
Yeah, definitely. I've always wondered that. My dog's just barking so loudly. So
is my dog.
So it's crazy because, like, you went and mentioned it. We spoke in a different time where you said that even the Pope's head piece is of a, like, of a god.
Let me see. Are you talking about, like, how they wear the cube?
Not the cube. Not how they wear the cube, but that's weird as well. But how his head, his whole headpiece is like in a shape of where it's like something eating his head, like it's like a, like, well, that I one noticed, right there, yeah.
I noticed. Look at the star.
Oh wow! Yeah.
More Saturn worship right there for you.
For real.
And then the cube we were talking about—that's actually a Jewish thing, the black cube. Because we didn't really get into this, but how the black cube is so popularized, you know, there's a black cube almost all around the world in Mecca.
Well, just like how there's, what is that, Washington Monument? How there's, like, pretty much everywhere in the world that has...
Oh, yeah, Washington Monument, how it's the obelisk, you know? And then...
It's one of them, you know?
Vatican City has one.
That's another... So I'm thinking these are just the ways to just teleport there, like a way to the, because you even mentioned there's electromagnetic field up there, you know, right?
I mean, there's electromagnetic, like
an atmosphere
in the atmosphere for sure, but how you said that they used them as like vehicle, you know, like how they're able to kind of like use it to transport each other, you know?
Yeah,
it's crazy that. Transport to Vatican City, Washington, D.C. You know, those are just two examples of, like, very, like, powerful places, you know?
Yeah.
Let me see where other obelisks are.
So, just to let you know where we're at in the video, we're rolling up on about an hour right now.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to kind of just finish up on this. Look, right here, here's a great map. I was going to send it to you, but if you look right here, you know, New York has an obelisk in Central Park. London has one. Paris, Rome has four, it looks like. Turkey has one. Cairo, Egypt has one. Luxor in Egypt has three, it looks like, you know.
We should definitely include that on the podcast sources.
Yeah, this is another one, similar one, you know. So, you know, if they do use those as like a, almost like transporting, you know. Maybe that's how these gods can come and walk among us.
That's what I'm That's my, like, that's what I wonder too. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking.
And then to finish it all up, you know, to show how ingrained the Saturn worship is, you can just look up almost tons of these logos. Like Internet Explorer, the car Saturn.
I was going to say, even the car Saturn, it's in right in front of us. The name,
Whirlpool. The logo. Logo, look at their logo. Oh, wait for it. Right there.
Whirlpool. This is even
here, look at that. Internet Explorer, like I said. Toyota's another one. Oh, I didn't type in logo. Toyota logo, look at that one. Even the Olympics, you know, basically when you see the rings,
yeah,
it's pretty much related to Saturn, you know.
Wow.
But, I mean, we're pretty much wrap it up there, you know, basically
it dives into a lot
with our podcast, you know. This is, our life isn't what it seems, you know. It's definitely not what we're told that it is in school or on the news or on TV, you know. And all the politicians, whether you're Trump or Biden, you know, they all have a knowledge that you will never have, you know.
Definitely takes somebody with an open mind to go dive in with, you know, to find this information. And it takes a lot of time too to find this information, and not everybody's gonna have to devote their time to this information.
Oh yeah, for sure. Even for us, it's like such a mission, you know.
I was like, gonna say it was such a mission just to even like locate each of those topics, just to create the article for Kronos and Christmas on just that one Wikipedia site. So I can only imagine many sources of other sites, you know, to include, to like,
yeah, I mean, there is this like little book here called In the Beginning by Emmanuel Velklovsky. I don't know how to say that, sorry. But I mean, he talks about, you know, the early ages, how there's a brighter moon, Nephilim, the earth without the moon, which we talked about just briefly. Then he talks about Saturn and the floods and all the, and then Mercury, this is pretty interesting, Mercury and the confusion of languages, and then Jupiter worship. So there's pretty much basically so much we can get into too. Maybe for future episodes, get into Mercury and Jupiter.
Can we
worship is
cite this site you're on right now, and then include it in later, like when we dive into another episode of this podcast?
Yeah, I'll bookmark it actually.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, this was a deep dive for what I thought was just going to be Saturnalia and Christmas, but it dives into like everything.
Oh yeah, it's definitely an advanced topic, you know.
And it's unfortunate of how ancient it actually really is and how old it is, because it's like the misinformation that you can like be tossed around. It's like, you know, what do you believe? Even today, what's being more noticeable is the censorship and like everything. Like, we're just being like, it's just very odd how certain people, like I think, are certain, like why is it, why can't, you know, Alex Jones be talking on YouTube? Why does he have to be censored? Why did David Icke have to be shut off of YouTube and be kicked off YouTube? Yeah. So it's just,
they basically, you know, again, if they can't control the knowledge, you know, they'll do what they can to stop you.
All right, yeah, I guess we'll end it on that.
I mean, for sure, and then we'll try and upload another episode within the next week or two and try to get the podcast back on like a schedule. Charlie wasn't on this one, but I'll let him know so he can get on the next one, and hopefully he'll be able to bring some notes and add something. But for sure, I mean, I guess when you're out there celebrating Christmas and buying your gifts and all that, just remember, it's not Jesus you're celebrating.
All right, till the next episode.
All right, later.
All this money we spent, and my mind trying to figure where this 20 G's went. Maybe I should.